Jam.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, E3 just happened. You know what time it is. We is going to get it cracking. We is about to go through everything E3. It is finally time for me to do my E3 post-show episode. Alright? So, just know we got a lot to get into. I'm not even telling you everything that we getting into because it's just a lot of shit. But just know we about to do it. So, thank you for coming through. And we about to... Let's just get to the shits, bro. Let's just get to it. It's too much. We're going to do a quick catch-up, and then that's it. That's it. And then we just going to go right into this motherfucker. So let's get it. Let's get it. Hope y'all doing well. Sit down, because we're going to be here for a while.
Listen. On the catch-up, we ain't really got much stuff. But I did get... I caught up on the X-Men stuff, all right? I'm sorry about the reading of the comics. I know there's a couple of you people who come here specifically to hear the comic readings. They're going to happen. It's just I'm so overwhelmed with the amount that I have. I kind of just want to catch up first, and then we'll go backtrack, or I'll write down all the notes or whatever, and then I'll just record it a little bit later. I promise it's coming back. It's probably going to be less comics. Like, we're probably only going to do X-Men and only Detective and Batman comics. And then I'm going to just leave it at that. Unless, like, there's a ridiculously cool story coming out that I want to touch on. It's a little bit not fair to y'all. But at the same time, I literally just do, like, a lot of shit. I would love to read every single comic to y'all. But, like, I just do a lot of shit. What the fuck else happened? I got Ratchet and Clank. Oh man, I made it to the last level on fucking Returnal, and I got smoked. You know what? We'll talk about all that after E3. So yeah, that's really it, man. Just been working on the music, fucking playing games and shit. Went back to Halo 5 because of that Halo multiplayer trailer. Now I'm trying 100% Halo. And yeah, that's really all to catching up with me. I'm feeling better. I don't feel sick anymore, like, at all. So that's great. So yeah, let's just jump into this E3 shit. Listen, we got the new Extraction trailer dropped for Ubisoft. All right, sorry. This is all Ubisoft shit. All right, so the new Extraction trailer dropped for Ubisoft, and it's that Rainbow Six game that was originally called Quarantine. It's three of you versus aliens. The alien threat is supposedly evolving, and we will use some siege operators to beat the ass. Your teammates can get captured and can't be used until saved, and you can lose all your gear. So it has kind of like this, I don't want to necessarily say roguelike, but like it has what the fuck is the word that I'm looking for? Damn, bro. It takes from that thing, or kind of like Returnal. You know, you lose your gear, gotta start over and get that back. I think you keep your XP though. But like anything that you've gotten during that match, you lose it. A shit ton of enemies, but I'm very interested in this Apex one. It's like it's the creepiest looking one in there, and it looks like it's gonna be the most annoying one to deal with. So Yeah. So it looks pretty dope. Feel me? And then Riders Republic got re-announced, and it looks like a really fun game. Like, I already loved the game originally, but it looks really, really fun. It looks more insane than before because they showed off more video about everything that was going on. And it's releasing September 2nd, so I'm happy. It was supposed to come out already, but it's coming out still, like, at the end of summer, and it's going to be dope because it's a summer game. Like, if you look at it, everybody just looks like they're doing summer shit, you know? So... I'm super hyped for that. All those crazy cross-country like sports shits, like it just looks like it's gonna be fucking crazy dope. Crossplay should be coming to all systems by 2022 for Rainbow Six Siege, and new operator Thunderbird and North Star will be added to the game within the coming year months. What else do we got? We got Assassin's Creed Siege of Paris is coming this summer, with black box missions and more Viking missions coming this fall. That's a game I gotta get on because my boy be playing it and I be watching him play it, and that shit is just fire, yo. That shit is pretty dope. Like, I mean, I still think they deviating, but that shit dope. Fuck that. Let's just go back to the news. Far Cry 6 Season Pass will have missions where you play as the villains from the previous series. Now that seems like it could be a really cool addition to the game. I just hope that it's not just like a bunch of a shoot fest. Like, I hope there's a lot in it so you really can enjoy it and get into the minds of some of these villains, because they have great villains. But whatever, we'll see what happens. Games dropping October 7th, 2021. All right, here's something no one asked for. Mario Rabbids 2 has been announced for 2022, and it has a much needed upgrade from the original, as it will be a free map RPG type strategic RPG game. So like, instead of just being straight turn-based, you can literally run around the entire map. Every part of the map is run aroundable, and you can choose to attack in different ways. It's as if you probably get it, but if you don't get it, oh man, never, not even here plays Fire Emblem. I can't think of a game right now that is like that. But think of Final Fantasy 7, I would say, sort of, because Final Fantasy 7, you can run around and attack your enemies from whatever point you want to, whether it's behind them, in front of them, or Final Fantasy 13 type vibe. Avatar game is being made by Ubisoft, and it looks wildly beautiful. In 2022, on next-gen systems, you can play Frontier of Pandora, and it looks insane. Like, it really does look good. Like, I'm excited to try and play that game and see where it goes. No Splinter Cell was announced. Now, I'll give a quick recap on how I felt about the Ubisoft as a whole. I feel like the whole Ubisoft was, to me, the highlight of it was, Riders Republic, because that was like the only thing like I was really, really looking forward to this entire presentation, because I didn't know where the fuck the game went. Not that I knew it was gonna be there, but once I seen it there, it became my highlight, because that's all I wanted. Like, that game looked really, really insane. I understand the pandemic shit, but I still feel like the name change from Quarantine to Extraction was unnecessary. I don't know, man. I wonder how the hell people can watch things that happen daily but are supposedly upset over the word quarantine used in media. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's a video game. It's a fucking video game. And half of the people here haven't even, like, quarantined. So there is no remembering of the quarantine or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like it's hypersensitive. But whatever. The game still looks pretty decent. It looks like it's gonna be, I don't know for a fact, because we haven't played this game. But I'm under the impression that this game is meant to be like Rainbow Six Siege, but in PvE format. So for people who don't want to play PvP type games, this is going to be the game that you pick up that feels like Rainbow Six Siege, but it has a bigger twist, of course. So, I mean, overall, I give Ubisoft like a, I give them like a 6.5. Yeah, I give them like a 6.5. Because Riders Republic was probably the best thing that they shown there. Avatar is the next best thing, if you ask me, because like, it's a brand new IP. Regardless of if you like the movie or not, the game looks absolutely insane. I hear it's gonna be first person though, so I don't know how I feel about that. But I hear the game looks absolutely insane. It's something fresh for them. So like, that's where they get it. Where they lose me is, they just showed more Far Cry 6, which is fine. That's their game. But we've seen a lot of it. Mario Rabbids, that's something, without being biased, it still doesn't look like a game that is too interesting. I know people like it. I know people who like it. But it's not a highlight of their show. And no Splinter Cell is always going to be a negative for Splinter Cell fans. Like, they have things that people are asking for, and they just don't show it. So you always lose a little points when you don't do that.
Now, on to Gearbox, which was Godfall coming to PS4. Fire and Darkness DLC got announced as well. So they're gonna make more weapons, some dungeons for you guys to fight through. It's coming to PS4. Probably because I don't know what the sell numbers are for that game, but I feel like it's a move that they made because the sales weren't really there highly enough, and they want to get it in more people's hands, and not enough people have the PS5. But also, I feel like not a lot of people played and loved Godfall. I have a friend who got it, and when I was talking about waiting to see if the exclusivity timed up, he was like, no, get it right now, like, this shit's fire. And then now, randomly, I bought it up, and he was like, yo, that game's ass, like, I got bored of it. And I'm just like, oh, see, maybe it looks really good and shit, but it doesn't seem like it hit well with everybody.
And then they chatted with people.
Sorry. And then they chatted with people from the Borderlands movie. They told us. They didn't really do much. They just talked to people, actors. They showed us Kevin Hart. And then the real-time strategy game Homeworld 3 is currently in production. And that was literally all that Gearbox really showed us. I mean, we know that there's going to be a Tiny Tina game as well, which they re-showed us. It's going to be like a... I feel like it, I have the... The impression that it's going to be like a Dungeons & Dragons, kind of like a DLC type of thing. So, I mean, that's cool, but... That was all they really showed us. So I guess it's time for EA, whoever they are. Scratch that EA part. We're going to Xbox. Okay. So as everyone knows, this is most definitely an Xbox podcast at the end of the day. So you know what that means, right? Yeah. That means we about to get... Real Xboxy right here. Alright, let's see. So, from the creators of Fallout and Skyrim, we are shown Starfield, a game that takes place in space and on a, or more, planets, ships, and robots on your flight around space. 11/11/22. And it will be forever exclusive to the Xbox system. So, for everyone who is still wondering about exclusivity after the Bethesda purchase, it's exclusive. Full exclusive. Xbox. And most likely PC. But if not PC, Xbox. Okay. That game looked great from the CG trailer that they showed us. I'm excited to see where this goes. They said it's going to be like a Han Solo space story. It's like Skyrim in space, but like, it's not necessarily what I want to hear, but I trust them, because I love Skyrim, but I feel like they're going to find a way to still bring its own twist to it. I think that's what they just have to compare it to, because that's the closest thing they can compare it to, but I don't think it's literally just going to be Skyrim in space. I think it's going to be Skyrim in the form of exploration and shit that you can do in space, but I feel like the game's going to be absolutely insane and different. Stalker 2, which will launch first on Xbox Series systems, features creatures and anomalies, weapons with attachments, and fear. Hopefully a lot of blood. This game will release April 28th, 2022. You can absolutely catch, I think it was 12 minutes of gameplay footage on YouTube. They showed you a more in-depth version of the game, showing them getting all the attachments, showing some of the weapons that they're going to be using in the game, and how you're going to track some of the anomalies and whatnot. Back for Blood will be coming this fall with huge monsters and 4-player co-op and PvP modes. Player versus monster. October 12th on Game Pass Day 1, or you can pay full price on other systems if that's your thing. I mean, I'm going to buy it full price, so don't feel bad. But I'm also going to play it
on Game Pass. I just like having physical copies of shit. But y'all already know this. Contraband is what looks like a four-player co-op open-world heist-like game, similar to Payday, and it will come straight to Game Pass. And I'm excited to see what it looks like. I need to see gameplay of it, but I understand that COVID had stopped production and stuff, so a lot of these things were CG trailers, but they still look exciting, so I'm not angry about any of that. I know people were angry about it, but like, man, they have to just polish a lot of this stuff, make sure it looks good, at least when they're coming on certain people's shows, like Xbox shows and PlayStation Now. They make sure things are a certain way, because there's way too much shit that they get when things don't come out the way it was advertised, which makes sense, but it's true, so I'm not necessarily angry.
I'm not the biggest Sea of Thieves fan, as I've tried playing Sea of Thieves, but I just couldn't get into it. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, to be honest. It was, for me, it wasn't a easy tutorial, or I just wasn't paying the fucking attention. But for all you people who do love Sea of Thieves, because it is a popular game, especially on Twitch, people love watching people play that shit. But I'm not cutting that out. Sea of Thieves teams up with everyone's favorite pirate, Jack Sparrow, in this free updated expansion of Pirate's Life coming June 22nd. And honestly, that trailer looked really insanely cool and whatnot. Like, there's really big monsters, sea monsters. There's Davy Jones. Like, there's some cool looking stuff in there. There's even a Kraken. I don't know if there's already Krakens, but like, bro, that looks like a really cool adventure. And I'm excited for the people who are excited for it because they like to play that game. All right, next we got every single Yakuza game is now on Game Pass. Every single one. Every single mainline Yakuza game is there. Including Like a Dragon. Yeah, yeah. See, I reported on this a while back, but I didn't say anything about Like a Dragon. So you're probably like, yo, why is he talking about Yakuza being added on Game Pass again? Well, it's because Like a Dragon is there. And it's for cloud gaming as well. So if you have xCloud on your phone, feel free to play that shit. When Battlefield 2042, We seen Battlefield 2042 gameplay, and it looked just as cool as the trailer. You can even quickly change attachments on your weapon. We're assuming it's as long as you have it unlocked. The trailer actually did a really good job showing the gameplay mechanics as well. Like, the stuff that we seen in the trailer really happens in game. The fucking weather system thing is a thing. That storm is like, you can use it to your advantage or you can get fucked by it, and it's really dope. Like, they tried to recreate a lot of the stuff that they showed us in the trailer, and I loved it. They were trying to prove that this trailer is literally things you can do in-game. And, yeah, like, it was cool. It was really cool. It's coming out October 22nd, 21. No, it is not day one on Game Pass as of now. We don't know what's going to happen. It's an EA game, so if they put it on EA Play, that means, yes, it will be on Game Pass because it will be on EA Play. But as of now, no. It is not going to be on either one of those streaming services. Got it? Good. Another game that I personally am excited about is 12 Minutes. It's going to be on Game Pass day one, and it's a beautiful interactive game about a man stuck in one insane loop. It comes out 8/19/21, and I guess he's under arrest for a murder, and he has to figure out how to get out of the loop, I guess within the 12 minutes, and maybe also prove that he is not a murderer. So that's gonna be really fun to do. I love some of these interactive stories. I love most of these interactive stories. I just don't have time to play them compared to the other games that I got, but like, they're really good, so it's really worth it. I think people should check this trailer out. They have a very, very stellar cast as well. So there's that. Psychonauts 2 is coming to Game Pass and other systems this year, like super soon, like August 25th soon. It looks really cool. I'm excited to play it, actually. I only played a little bit of the first Psychonauts, but this one looks really, really good. Like, this looks insane. The budget that they had behind it was extremely useful. I can see that they that they really put some work behind that shit, and it's really dope. I'm excited to see how it's gonna turn out and how it's gonna play. So, let's go. What's next? Sorry, I feel fucking congested all of a sudden. We now have 30 Bethesda games on Game Pass, and June 29th, which is right around the corner, Doom Eternal will be getting the next gen update up to 120 frames per second or 4K gaming. It's Doom, so 120 FPS is definitely my go-to for that. I mean, my monitor is built for that anyway. Not really the 4K part. My Xbox monitor, at least. The one that I use for my PlayStation. That's 4K, but it's not. Whatchamacallit. Who cares? Anyway, back to the good shit. Fallout 76 is getting a big expansion where you will have to fight and choose a side. Are you with the Brotherhood or against? Choose justice or duty. Free for all players of Fallout 76 July 7th when Steel Rain drops. But that's not all. Explore the Pit in 2022 with Expeditions. And it honestly looks really cool. Kind of makes me want to go there. Like, it kind of makes me want to fuck with Fallout 76. And launching first on Xbox, Animal Party will be one of the funniest, cutest, most brutal fight fest party games where you can pick your fuzzy companion champion and brawl in 2022, and it will launch on Game Pass. It's like a battle royale game. All right, listen. It's as if everybody just got in, like, fuzzy suits and just walked around and tried to just hit each other with everything. It's just fucking awesome. It's really cool. I like it. It looks funny. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for... Listen, there's only two games that they showed during the entire E3 that I am not excited for. That's how... Even for the COVID shit, that's how good this E3 was at the end of the day, is I was still excited for everything. Just didn't get a lot of stuff that I wanted, you know? Now, some of you Nintendo people who have Xboxes probably are going to be really, really, really happy about this one. Hades has officially been announced. The rogue-like game that was awarded a lot and took the Switch by storm is coming to Xbox. And you can fight all of Hell's demons on August 13th. 2021. All right, let's see. A game that's similar to Inside and Oxenfree will be making its run on Xbox Game Pass first in 2022, called Somerville. I think it's Somerville. Somerville is the name of this. All right, now I have to take a deep breath because the next portion of this is gonna be insane, because I'm really hyped, so I need to make sure I bring a hype factor so y'all could be really hype, whether y'all seen this stuff or not already. But listen, while y'all listen to this podcast, we gonna be hype, so we about to get hype. So hold up, give me like 2 seconds. I just gotta take a deep breath. I'm gonna take a short break, and we gonna come back to this shit, right? All right, cool. Prepare yourselves. Especially you Xbox fans. The moment that I have been waiting for is here. Okay? Listen. Halo popped up at E3. We kind of knew that was going to happen. And they showed us just how beautiful the game truly is. And let me say something right fucking now. Because a lot of people have been saying this. And I just don't understand it. Alright. So I've said this before on this podcast. I'm pretty sure I have. Everyone's issue with the last E3's showing of Halo was the graphics. No one complained about how the story mode or the campaign looked. Everyone was hyped for Halo. The absolute only thing that I heard negative was graphic talk. So, I don't understand why everybody wants to see more campaign. Like, sure, they can show us campaign randomly. We're gonna get campaign trailers. That's mostly what games do anyway. But like,
You can't be disappointed that we didn't get any campaign during this E3. They have not showed us any multiplayer until this E3. So it was just, it was the best choice that they could have made. Like, it was a smart ass choice. So I just don't get why people are like, oh, we didn't see any campaign. Bro, all y'all cared about was the fact that the graphics looked really soft. So they showed you the graphics. And they just showed you them in multiplayer instead. And you can see the upgrade. It is a difference. But anyway, let's talk about this shit. Halo showed us just how beautiful the game truly is, and the multiplayer experience will be extremely free, and it will drop the same date as the campaign. The multiplayer trailer alone was ridiculously insane. The campaign is going to be so interesting to me. There's an entirely new AI that Chief is going to have his journey with. Not a replacement, but we do have company. The multiplayer has some new armor and weapons that you will, it'll just twist your fucking head. It's coming out holiday 2021, and I have a theory about that, and I could be completely wrong, but I'm going to share my theory anyway. My theory is that they say holiday 2021 because they're looking to make sure, they wanted to know the date of Battlefield, they wanted to give them room, they wanted to know the date of Call of Duty, we don't know that yet, and they want to see if they can possibly deliver this game a little bit earlier. So instead, they're just going to say holiday, and if something works out, and they're like, yo, we can kind of deliver this game in October or early November, like the first week of November, they'll do that for us. I truly think that that is what's going to happen, because I think this game is finally done. I think it's just absolute polishing. They're going to do their flight later this summer, and then they're going to be like, all right, if everything is really good, depending on how long it takes to tweak, I think they're going to give us the earlier date. And I also think it also depends on I doubt it because of COVID, but maybe limited edition something. Maybe there might be some form of some type of limited edition. Who knows? But that's possible. All right. So, the other thing I was going to say about this is, like, I love that there's new AIs, bro. That's fucking dope. And they're going to be used in multiplayer as well. They have Valkyrie from Apex being an AI, like the voice actor, and that just makes me extremely happy. All right, like it's really dope. And something else about the multiplayer being free for this game. All right, free games on Xbox are free online, okay? You don't need gold to play free-to-play games. Bet. Multiplayer for Halo Infinite is separate from campaign, just launches on the same day. Bet. But you know what that means? That means that the multiplayer, since it's a free multiplayer, it is now considered a free-to-play game. Now, if Xbox follows their own rules, that means that Halo's free-to-play multiplayer standalone game will be free for everyone, whether you have Game Pass or not, and whether you have gold or not, which means you can still play it online, which means this game is completely, the multiplayer of this game is completely fucking free. Like, it is so free that you can literally just buy an Xbox and hop on Halo multiplayer. Like, that's all you need. You just need an Xbox. And that is fucking insane. They literally just gave away a huge chunk of their game for free. And I love that. Literally no one has an excuse to not try it. And I truly hope that this is, like, the biggest fucking Halo game ever. Like, I hope this turns back into Halo 3. We get creative people in the Forge. We get creative, cool ass custom games. Bro, 30 Days and Nights back in oh my god, bro. Listen, if you never play Halo 3, bro, you was not gonna understand. But let me get back to this new shit, bro. Alright. So like I said, there will be multiple AIs in the multiplayer as well as the original announcer. So if you want that old Halo feel, you can still get that. Got it? The AIs will have multiple personalities as well. And they will even you get to be your own Spartan. Like, some of them will be sarcastic AIs. Some of them will be talkative AIs. The AIs will give you much more updates in the game, from capture to objective updates, to weapon drop ordnance, to time span. Like, oh, rocket launchers in a couple minutes. Like, just like Halo 5 does. But, like, they're going to update you a little bit more. Like, it's just going to be fucking cool. Like, they gave it away so you can really feel like you are your own Spartan. Equipment is back and it has changed. It's pretty cool. In the trailer, we see it's not a dome shield anymore, and it's not just an arm shield, although they do have an arm shield, but they also have a planted shield.
So it's a shield that only covers the front of you. So you can also duck through it and shoot. But it also seems like it has a ricochet reflective barrier. So like if you throw a grenade at it, it could bounce back and hit someone else if you throw it directly at the shield. And that's fucking cool. I can't wait to see all the dope videos of ricochets and stuff done off of that. We also have the grapple gun, or the grappler, which you can use to get things like weapons. You could pick up we're gonna say weapons for now. I haven't seen anyone pick up a grenade with it, but you definitely pick up weapons. You can pick up fuel cells. You can I believe you can grapple two things and people using it. I'm not too sure. I don't remember if that was there, but you can grapple a fuel cell and throw it at people. It's fucking dope. You can throw fuel cells in this game, bro. Like, that's insane. You've never been able to pick up a fuel cell in Halo ever. You shoot them and they blow up. Dope. Really fucking fire, bro. Like, I'm excited as shit. I know y'all probably telling me shut up now because that's the most excited y'all ever seen, but I'm fucking hyped, bro. The equipment might even be your power at this point. Like, it might be your power weapon. Like, bro, just think of all the insane things you can do in Halo with a grapple gun on your fucking wrist, bro. That's insane. Vehicles now have its own kind of damage. It can lose a wheel due to having too much damage, and it will change how your vehicle runs. And it has a doomsday mode when damaged significantly, signaling the end of its life coming in seconds. So, and you can use that to your advantage. Your vehicle, you'll know when it's going to blow up. So imagine someone doing something like driving their vehicle and they know it's about to blow up. So what they do is they hop off and they fucking ram it towards someone's Wraith or some shit like that. And then it just adds damage on. That can be awesome. Bro, when I tell you, shit is about to be different, bro. This shit is about to be insane. Loot works very different than in most games. Battle passes never expire after you purchase it. If I purchase a battle pass today and don't finish it, but I purchase 12 other battle passes, my first battle pass will not expire, and neither will those 12. The only rule is you can only work towards one battle pass at a time, but you can keep all these battle passes in your pocket, which is totally fine because that makes you keep playing the game. And it also keeps you there. People are probably gonna feel like, oh man, but like now something doesn't seem so rare. Well, if you'll be rare because you'll be grinding it out faster than other people. That's one thing. Two, maybe not everyone is gonna be able to buy all the battle passes. Maybe not everybody is going to want to get everything. Maybe some people just wanna play. But it's still really cool. It's a really great idea. Like, there's times where I don't like Fortnite, but I like the costumes in the game. Let me rephrase that. I don't play Fortnite, but I like the costumes in the game. And sometimes I really like just getting costumes in games just in case I ever play, just so I have the option. And that's what this basically does. It's like, hey, man, all right, so you like stuff? Well, here's the thing. You can totally get whatever you like. Anything that we've ever released, we're gonna let you get a chance to get it. Fucking great. Alright, let's see, what else do we got? And there will be zero loot boxes. Everything that you can get, whether purchased or won or done in a battle pass, you will know how to get it. There are paid store items, but they are only cosmetics, and they made sure that there will no way boost how good you play. Strictly cosmetic stuff. That's fucking awesome. No powered up weapons, no weapons with silencers that other people can't get if they don't pay for it. Nope. Everything is absolutely known to the player. And I love that. It's freaking great. It's so cool. I'm so hyped, bro. Halo is fantastic. Alright. On 9/23/21, Diablo 2 will be making its way to the Xbox system, optimized and ready for hell with 8-player co-op. Plague 2 officially announced with a sickening trailer of rats. Just a bunch of fucking rats. Like, more rats than you've ever seen, fam. And it has a lot to do with her brother. I don't know if you ever played that game, but the game is pretty cool. It's pretty stealthy. I wonder what they're going to change up to this one, to if they're going to make it more action-oriented, or if it's still going to have that big stealth element to it. But regardless, I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going to go and try and replay the other Plague Tale because I haven't beaten the whole thing. But Plague Tale 2 is releasing 2022, and it's going straight to Game Pass day one. Slime Rancher 2 coming to Game Pass in 2022. First one was really funny and cute, ain't gonna lie, played that a little bit. Second one looks really, really fun. Like, you be shooting slime, like, you about to shoot the fuck out of these slime. Like, you don't shoot them, but you pick up the slime, and then you shoot them out of your gun and stuff, and it's kinda interesting. Alright, a cool and chill snowboarding game is coming to Xbox as a launch exclusive. It looks dope. It's like SSX without all the fancy colors, and it looks really worth it. More gameplay will be needed, as I don't want to play another Steep necessarily, but it looks really fun. It's called Shredders. It's coming December 2021 on Game Pass, and it actually is inspired by Steep a little bit. But no, I'm sorry, it's inspired by Amp, and I'm very excited about that because Amp was cool. But I want to see more gameplay. I want to see someone playing the game. It looked like they made a HUD-free version for this trailer, but it still looks good regardless, okay? It does. It really does. Alright, Atomic Heart, a crazy, wild game with robots and crazy old ladies. A new world to explore on Game Pass whenever the hell it releases, because it doesn't have a release date. But it does look really fucking cool. If you love your 8-bit style games, then try this badass gun-wielding top of the train riding game called Replaced, coming in 2022, also on Game Pass day one. And it honestly, I think Replaced kind of stole the show, especially in the indie game format, because that game looked really insane. Like, it, I don't know, I was interested. I like all types of games, but like, that game really is it's one of those games that I would put in the back of my head, but I want to play it. But this game just moved to the front. Like, I'm gonna try this shit out. Kind of, I don't know why. For some reason, I thought about my friend Pablo when I looked at that trailer. Damn, yo, there's a lot of shit here, okay? There's a lot of shit here. Grounded is getting more bugs. More bugs. And a pet. Sitting. And achievements on Shroom and Doom. Updates July 30th. Which is a... Damn, July 30th is literally right around the corner. And also, when I say more bugs, I mean more bugs, like a fucking brood mother. I do not want to fight a bug boss, but you know what? I'm gonna have to, because there's probably an achievement for it, which means I have to start playing this game now. Bam! I don't like bugs, but Grounded is such a good game. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids mixed with survival and bugs. Sorry, I hit the mic. Bugs. I don't like bugs, but this game's awesome. Like, I think everyone should try it if you have Game Pass. Among Us, June 15th, will update the game to play 15-player lobbies, soon to come to console, as well as Game Pass. Forza Horizon 5 was announced and is coming to us this November 9th, and it will take place in Mexico. It is a stunning, beautiful racing game. There's a fucking volcano, and I really hope it erupts and you have to run drive away from the fire for like one of the festival things. It'd be fucking great. It looks extremely, extremely, extremely next gen, and is still coming to both systems. How does a game look that beautiful and still come to both systems? That is a really, really good team that they have over there doing the Forza games. The game looks insane and has a new park mode, and there's like a lot of stuff, so I recommend you watch the video on it. The game is coming to Game Pass as well. I only hope that they could push the game to 4K 120. I'm not sure if they did announce that. I just think that it should be able to. I feel like exclusives should be able to, but then again, it could just be because of the work between both systems, and that's the only thing that's holding it back. But I'm not sure. Maybe with systems still need an upgrade. I just think that at this point, if you're boasting these systems to be so strong, they should be able to do a 4K 120 for your exclusives, and we should be able to enjoy it, at least for certain games,
Like, Forza, I don't know. I just want to see every little detail in every single aspect. From 120 to 4K. Man, fucking make it 8K. Anyway, it has some super cool drop-in features to help make party playing with friends easier. The largest open world in Horizon, as well as increased height and distance view only on the Series X to keep it realistic and less restricted. So because of the power of the Series X, they literally can go to, like, you can drive up the highest mountain in Mexico that will be in this game. Maybe even the volcano. I don't know how tall that volcano is, but that's the thing. Because of this power of the system, they can make the game bigger. And that's really fucking cool, bro. Outer Worlds 2 is in the works. And yes, it's a full exclusive, so woohoo to that. We also got a logo and a really funny trailer that was so worth it. Of course, it's coming to Game Pass day one, and we don't know anything about this game. That trailer literally just said, hey, I just want to tell you that this game's coming out. We're just going to give you a bunch of cool shit to look at and make you laugh, and it did a good job. Two Eiyuden Chronicle games will be releasing on Xbox later in 2021 and the other one in 2022. Both looking like stunning games with beautiful art. They remind me of like some Final Fantasy 3 type shit. The Ascent, coming July 27th. I believe it was a three-player co-op game. It looks like a twin-stick shooter. I still haven't watched much video on that, but I should and I will. And I'm a little excited. Maybe some more games for me and my homies to play. Flight Simulator, which was captured in 4K footage, is finally coming to Xbox and Game Pass, landing July 27th.
What do I mean by 4K footage?
Means it was playing in 4K on the Xbox. That's insane. That's very necessary. Especially since all those buttons in the cockpit actually do something in this game. So that's dope. I'm excited to try it at least one time. At least once. It's gonna fuck up my achievement ratio, but I'm gonna play it at least one time. Now, one last thing from Xbox. But before we do that, there was something in the PC show that's coming to all systems. It's called Dodgeball Academia. It's like you literally live out a school life, dodgeball life thing, and it's a dodgeball RPG game with story, and it looks kind of cool. It's coming to all systems. I did not get the date. I am absolutely sorry about that. Or maybe they didn't release a date, but it is coming to all systems, and it looks really cool. I'm trying to find maybe like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, but dodgeballing. Like, that's the only thing I could think of right now as a comparison. Now, Bethesda left us with one last thing. Alright. Oh. Shit. I'm sorry. Never mind. Alright, I did say that. Fucking, I forgot that I mentioned Starfield. There was just so much news. I was just making sure I said that. Anyway, Bethesda left us with one more game. From the people who made Prey. Redfall. A game that you can play with friends or alone will be an Xbox exclusive, just like Starfield. It will feature what looks like a unique team of four who have to fight vampires that have found a way to black out the sun. The game looks insane based off of the trailer. It's a CG trailer. It's a very funny trailer. Each character seems to have their own personalities, and I really like that. They will face off against various humans and vampires alike. All the characters have like really, really distinctive personalities, and even maybe their weapons seem to have some sort of really distinctiveness about them or their abilities. Like, there's Layla. She can make this phone booth that's really an elevator or an elevation platform, and it just looks really cool. Like, I know I'm gonna fight with the homies over playing with her, because that's my first choice there. That or Crow Dude. There's like a dude with a crow, and I guess he sends him out to scavenge for stuff. But it just looks really fucking cool, bro. It's coming out summer 2022. Cannot wait to see gameplay. Hopefully there's a lot of, what is it called? Damn, bro.
gameplay showing the way people can use their weapons together. Like, maybe me and Crow Dude might be a good combination or something. Like, I want stuff like that. I want them to make us strategize a little bit. Be like, yo, this character, they can pair up with this character for this move, or they can pair up with that character for that move, or this character for that. You got a sniper friend, shoot him in the elevator, and, like, something like that. Now, that was all for that E3. Now we got Square Enix and Nintendo left.
Following up after that Xbox presentation was Square Enix, and they gave us two very, very interesting things to look at. One was a surprise game, which is Guardians of the Galaxy, a game where you will be the leader as Star-Lord and build a bond with your team as it's a year into them forming, basically. So we get a Guardians of the Galaxy game where you only play as Star-Lord, but you get to control your other characters and tell them when to attack, how frequently to attack, stuff like that. Your choices help build the bonds of the characters throughout the game, which is pretty cool. And I mean, I'm not interested in the game, but of course I'm gonna buy the game. But I don't know. It doesn't look like it's gonna be the Avengers game again. But after playing the Avengers game, I kinda don't care. I don't know, man. I'm not excited for this game, but it looks like they put a lot of work into it. Looks like it's gonna be funny. I just don't know how I feel about playing the game. I don't. They also announced a new Final Fantasy Origins game. And listen, man, all he wants to do is kill chaos. And it's really funny. That trailer is hilarious, alright? But a new Final Fantasy game is coming to all systems this time around. And it just looks really cool. I'm excited to see how the gameplay is. But that's all. Like, I don't know. I want both of these games, but they didn't hype me up. They just made me like, oh yeah, more Square Enix games. The only thing I really like from Square Enix is Kingdom Hearts and the Nair franchise now. So, and Final Fantasy 13. I didn't get any Final Fantasy 13 news. So, I'm not extremely excited. Nintendo talked about a lot of stuff, right? But I only got like three things that I thought was like the fucking shit. Maybe I'll tell you about the other stuff they dropped. But anyway, Nintendo, they mentioned Metroid Dread. It was announced and it's coming in October, which will feature Samus battling new threats and will launch alongside a two-pack amiibo dedicated to the game. I'm really excited. It's not the Metroid game that I was hoping to hear about, but I'm so, so hyped that we're getting it anyway, because I love Metroid, and fam, it's a 2D Metroid game. It's gonna be so cool. And they have a lot of new camera angles and stuff that they added
when you use certain weapons.
And it's really cool. The new enemy looks like it's gonna be a pain in the ass. You can only beat them, what it seems like, with a charged attack, and the charged attack takes a pretty decent amount of time to kick at. But it seems like it'll fuck that nigga up. So I'm here for it. I love Metroid. We got no word on anything else. They showed us Breath of the Wild 2. And supposedly it has a subtitle that will literally spoil the entire game. So they're not going to tell us what the name of that the subtitle is. But the game looks really good. I see why you Zelda fans are hyped about it. I just want to play it. I just like playing Zelda games. The only thing I really care about is if they were going to make an Ocarina of Time literal remake and a Twilight Princess remake. But this game looks really cool. It looks pretty huge. Like, there's a lot of sky in this game. I know you people are gonna be like so hyped for that game, because I mean, even as a non-Zelda fan, I'm hyped for, well, that's a lie, I fucking love Zelda.
but not a hardcore Zelda fan. I'm hyped for that shit. That shit gonna be dope. Like, bro, I wonder if we're even gonna play as Link the entire way through, or if there's gonna be another
character that we play as.
I mean, make me play as Sheik. That's all that matters to me.
Danganronpa 1, 2, and V3 and the board game, which is now a separate entity, are all coming to Nintendo Switch. And there will be a collector's edition as well, and it already sold out, and I'm very sad. I'm hyped to see Danganronpa coming to the Switch, but I'm angry because I wanted Danganronpa on my Xbox. I wanted achievements. I wanted to replay all of them on my Xbox. I really don't like turning on my PlayStation, y'all. I don't. But I'll probably get it for the Switch just to play the board game. I feel like the board game fits perfectly on the Switch. That's just me, though. I don't know how anybody else feels about that board game, anyone who's played Danganronpa. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I only played it for like 10 minutes. I don't know if there was enough death in the board game too, but like, I'm gonna try it anyway. It was really cool. I like the stuff. I like the shit that they had, fucking the way that they tried to make something new to make you keep playing Danganronpa V3. Kazuya is also going to be in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. He started the game by throwing someone off of, by throwing Ganondorf off of the fucking, off of a cliff. WarioWare, get it together, is back. Well, that's the subtitle. But WarioWare is back for all you WarioWare lovers. Comes to Nintendo Switch on September 10th. We already talked about Mario Rabbids. Shin Megami Tensei 5 is, it looks really fucking good, first off, and it's coming November 12th, and you can pre-order the physical already. But yeah, that shit looks like it's gonna be intense. I just get Persona. It just looks like Persona, and they just gave it a new protagonist, which is totally fine because I know why, but it literally just looks like another Persona with a new protagonist, and I love it. It's great. That, to me, that is fantastic. Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp comes December 3rd. Game & Watch Legend of Zelda Edition. It's going to be $50, and it drops November 12th, and that's all they're giving us for the anniversary. Mario Party Superstars. Ready for another round of Mario Party Mania? Well, it drops October 29th. Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin. Nintendo Switch on July 9th. Life is Strange, True Colors, and Remastered Collection are all coming to the Switch. The Remastered comes later this year with an unknown date. True Colors comes September 10th on the Switch.
Okay,
cool. So, Danganronpa Decades. Oh, what? Alright, I'm sorry. Danganronpa S Ultimate Super Camp. Fan favorite characters from Danganronpa series are ready for the summer in the new game, Danganronpa S Ultimate Super Camp. Explore Jabberwock Island and develop your Dangan character. Gather money through the battle and upgrade your equipment. Then defeat bosses and move to the next island. Explore the tropical resort when Danganronpa S Ultimate Summer Camp launches later this year. Oh, okay, so it's not even part of the main fucking story. It's just some shit. It might be. I'm gonna get it anyway. But supposedly there's a new Danganronpa game coming to the Switch. Fuck that. Okay. And Fatal Frame Maiden of Blackwater is coming out later this year, coming to Switch. Doom Eternal DLC will be available on Switch Oh wait, it is. So if you have Doom on Switch, you can get that. And yeah, that was, I mean, there was a couple other light ones that they dropped in there too, but that was most of the, that was all of the Switch, that was all of E3, that was everything. Yeah, I think that Xbox had a fantastic showing. Definitely a fucking, definitely an 8.5 out of 10. Nintendo had an 8 out of 10 for me. It was really great, and I can see why everybody else would love it. But I only cared about 2.5 things. Everyone else was very underwhelming. Either because they just showed us games over that we already seen, or they didn't bring anything new and exciting. Even though I said I was excited for Avatar, wasn't enough for me to give them anything higher than like a 5. But hey, it was a really good show. And really packed with news. Now, on to some other random news, which isn't really a lot, but Doki Doki Literature Club Plus is coming to console, but only Switch and PlayStation get a physical release with the premium edition. You should play this game, because this game is super creepy, and on the PC, it worked very, very interestingly, and I would love to see how that happens on console. But you should definitely buy it if you want a game that will truly creep you out without being completely horror. It's really cool. And it's fun. The only thing is, it's definitely, I can't think of it right now, but it's definitely like one of those comic like games where you literally do a bunch of reading. I really can't think right now, but it is a fun game. It is, and it's very interesting, and I'm wondering to see how they do some of those features that the PC can do easily on the system, although I have some ideas in my head. But I don't want to spoil it, because the game's really cool. So if you do grab it, I'll mention it once the game releases. And then we'll see how they fix it. Or how they make that happen. If one person owns DLC, the whole party can borrow it and back for blood. So, if I got the season pass and there's a new mission on it, and you guys are playing with me, everybody gets to borrow it and we can all play that mission. That's really dope. Means you still have to buy the DLC on your own time, though, if you want to keep it and play it on your own time. Cyberpunk 2077 is finally returning to PlayStation Store on June 21st. This podcast episode came out after June 21st, so boom, it's back there for you. Physical editions included. Xbox will soon let their Xbox system stream certain next-gen games from consoles, such as Flight Simulator, bridging the gap between next-gen when you can't yet get a series, which is pretty dope. Means that listen, Game Pass is really about to come in handy, because that just means, hey, if you don't have a fucking Series X, there will be certain series games you will be able to play. You just gotta stream them, so you'll probably need a better connection, but hey, you can fucking stream next gen games to your old Xbox. That's big fire. Microsoft is adding a slew of gaming updates to the Windows 11 that is dropping later this year, like Auto HDR, Direct Storage, and more. Also, Killer Instinct is still possible to bring back to the gaming world. Xbox just needs to find the right team to handle it, and I understand that. Their teams are all busy right now, and also if they bring it back, they want it to be as top-notch as possible, so they have to have the right squad to make sure that that happens. So I respect that. Demon Slayer game will drop for all systems October 15th, and it looks pretty damn fun. Colorful, beautiful, fun. And we get to follow Tanjiro on his journey yet again and cry yet again.
In the world of visual entertainment, we shall say, we have a new adult-oriented non-Scooby, Scooby-Doo show called Velma in the works. And I say nothing more. We just don't need it. I honestly don't know why they're doing this. I don't see the appeal in it. When I think of Scooby-Doo stuff, I want Scooby or Scrappy. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to when I see things like that, or when I want them to do like spin-off things. I don't fucking know. I just don't see the appeal in that one. We're also getting a Scooby and Courage mashup movie, and I'm absolutely down. Now that is something I'm excited for. Courage is one of my favorite dogs, and Scooby-Doo is one of my favorite dogs. Literally my two favorite dogs in the entire cartoon verse. And I'm just beyond excited to see what's gonna happen, how they're going to how they're gonna do that together, what they're gonna deal with. Like, it just sounds like it's gonna be a cool idea, a nice little adventure. Hopefully it's super fucked and spooky like Courage is, because Scooby-Doo is like a really silly spooky, and that's okay, but Courage is like a, is this really for kids type of spooky. So I'm wondering what type of spooky we're gonna get this time around. Is it gonna be a mixture of both? Is it gonna be fucking creepy as shit? I don't know, man. I'm excited. I'm happy that this is happening. Not something I knew I wanted until right now. So yeah. That's exactly what we're fucking getting. It's gonna be really fun. It's gonna be really cool. And I'm down for that shit. All right, let's see. Is there anything else in Vision? I mean, I've been watching Loki. Loki's pretty good. I personally am not calling it the top one of all the shows so far, but I do think it is really good, and there's a lot of things coming out of it. Like, the Timekeepers, I don't know, man. Timekeepers might be lying. There might not be Timekeepers. It might be a bunch of bullshit. And if that's the case, I absolutely would not be surprised. Like, I really do think that it's a bunch of lies and BS going on with the Timekeeper stuff. I don't think that they're actually, I don't think that they're actually a thing anymore, maybe, or maybe not the way that they said. Maybe the Timekeepers don't actually care. Maybe it's more control more than it is just trying to make sure everything is right, you know? But again, who knows? I sure don't. All I know is I don't believe that the whole Timekeepers thing is 100%. Like, I don't think they're keeping it 100. I don't. But yeah, that's about it. I'm enjoying the Loki shows, though. They are very good. They're all about, like, sevens-ish. It's the ending that's gonna really get me. I want to see where it connects to. But I do like that they did the show. The show's pretty cool. Loki's a cool character. You get to learn more about him. And Lady Loki, who is now Enchantress, I guess we can officially say. But yeah, that's all I have for the visual entertainment for now. And I do have some things to say about comics. There's not going to be a comic at the end of this, though. I'm just going to do a real big bonus episode with all the comics that I promised we were going to catch up on. And the Hellfire Gala, which is actually going to be quicker than I expected. But we'll get to that when we get to that. This was just really E3-ish. Okay? So, thank you all for stopping by. Let's just talk about the real quick comic, which was I caught up on The Suicide Squad by Thompson, and it is a really good read. It is absolutely dope. I'm enjoying the menacing going around. It's definitely geared for the movie, but like, I just think that it's really cool. I think that it is definitely worth a read if you like Suicide Squad. I would say pick up Thompson's run of The Suicide Squad and enjoy that shit, because it's really dope. We have Talon, Peacemaker, Red X showed up for a bit, and like, that was dope, but he actually is in Titans Academy. It's honestly, it's just a bunch of fucking fire going around right now. DC's doing a good job. I got a bunch of Frontier stuff to catch up on. I don't know, man. I think I might change the way I talk about comics on here too, because them summaries is killing me. But I'll let y'all know. You know, I always let y'all know before I make some wild change like that. But yeah, that was it, man. I think people should try to give that Suicide Squad a try. I know we love Tom Taylor's Suicide Squad, but Thompson's run is pretty damn funny, and it has some really cool characters in it that I didn't think I would ever give a fuck about. But yeah, thanks y'all. Have a good one. Hope you enjoyed E3 if you watched it. Hope you enjoyed the rundown of E3. And yeah, see y'all later.